Vicious Circle by Robert Littell. Chapter 3. Crouching behind a pile of cinder blocks, Yusuf Abu Saleh waited until the Israeli patrol completed its sweep along the road that separated the Jewish half of Abu Tor from the Palestinian half. From the old city of Jerusalem beyond the Hinnom Valley, the Gehenna where people burned garbage in the time of the Islamic messenger Jesus, a bell atop the Church of the Holy Sepulchre tolled the half hour. As the echo faded, Yusuf scaled the wall and dropped into the garden behind his father-in-law's villa. A dog in one of the Jewish houses on the top of the hill bayed at the moon hanging over Mount Scopus. Several dogs in the Arab houses below barked back. The ancient Saluki tied to a tree in the garden stood up and sniffed at the air, but sank back onto the grass when she recognized the intruder. Making his way across the garden to a trellis, Yusuf climbed through an old rose bush to the small balcony on the second floor. Inside the villa, everything was dark. He scratched at the window. In the room, a match flared, and then the wick of a candle burned brightly. An instant later, the window was flung open, and Yusuf found himself in the arms of his wife. "Ahlan wa sahlan," Mali murmured into his neck, her lips pressed to his skin. "My house is your house." "This is not the sentiment of your father," Yusuf noted.
"My father is a lawyer," she whispered back. "He sees only the legal aspects of what you do. He has lost sight of who is right and who is wrong."
She discovered blood in the palm of his hand where a thorn had nicked the skin and kissed it away. Shrugging the thin straps of her nightdress off her shoulders, she drew the turtleneck over his head and pressed herself against his body.
"My heart, my husband, welcome home to your bridal chamber. Welcome to your marriage bed."